response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Interviews continue around the NFL. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Harbaugh interview is the one I'm most interested in right now because I think he's the front runner for a lot of these jobs, although he's only said he's going to talk to three teams. That's the report. We're one of those teams. Today was with New York, Mike, in New York with the Giants at their facility.
Then they had Jackson Dart burst out of a cake.
Well, look, yeah, I don't know if it's going to help their cause, but with the quarterbacks, you know, that are not in the playoffs, it's not unusual for them to be around the facility. And we mentioned this. Matt mentioned the other day in his presser, hey, I ran into, you know, Michael Penix. He was here.
Right, right.
It's not unusual, guys. So I don't know if, like, that was a ploy to get him to come in and meet the coach. Either way, great. They spent some time. I think that's just going to be a part of this process, Mike, as you put on the dog and pony show for Harbaugh to say, hey, everybody, everybody loves you, everybody wants you. But he leaves the building. He does not take the job today. So we will see. He's scheduled at least to meet with the Titans. That's what we're hearing. But we're also hearing a variety of other coaches, Mike, that are being interested or teams are being interested in talking to. Defensive coordinator Robert Saleh is going to interview for the Ravens and Titans on Sunday.
And you mentioned, who's it, Minter? From the Jesse Minter from the Chargers, who has the connection because the Harbaughs were trading staff because Harbaugh was at Michigan. Minter had been an assistant defensive coach,
that's right,
had gone up there, and then there was D.C. For Jim Harbaugh out with the Chargers. So there'd be some familiarity with Baltimore. See, my thing with the Ravens is, like, just like I'm talking about here with us, my priority is getting the most out of Lamar Jackson, getting the most out of this. Whatever you got left out of Derrick Henry, whatever you're going to draft, you've got a Ferrari. Okay, that has been like doing circles in a cul-de-sac. You got to get Lamar Jackson out there, and first off, he's got to figure out how does he maximize the season. When does he slide? When does he get out of bounds? He can't take the hits. Everybody who's playing the quarterback position, Jaden Daniels is going to have to learn that is mobile. Jackson Dart is going to have to get instilled.
Well, it costs him a season,
right? It is. It's something that John Gruden told him in his version of the quarterback camp. Like, you know, you got to make a business decision. So that's all part of it. But, yeah, I don't think that we're out of it, and I don't think it's the end of the world if we don't get Harbaugh. You feel otherwise. You want Harbaugh.
Yeah, look, he's my number one, and then we'll go from there. As I said to you guys earlier in the week, or maybe even late last week, I don't think we're in a bad position. Do not misunderstand me here. I am not against Clint Kubiak. I've said this. As a matter of fact, that'd be full circle for me, having the relationship with his dad. It'd be pretty interesting. But at the end of the day, I want the most experienced guy in this particular cycle who's available. And that guy for me right now is John Harbaugh. But if you wanted to go another way, and again, I bring up Stefanski, people are still tripping off. Why? They got Mr. Stefanski. I'm telling you, how you view him and how he's viewed in the football world is different. And so that may mean that more teams are more prone, Mike, or like what he potentially brings. But I got to tell you something. When you see all these interviews or potentially of guys that are coming out now, like the Robert Saleh thing, you talk about making nothing out of something out of, like, I don't even know how this defense is existing with the 49ers.
Right.
And here they are on the brink of maybe getting back to another Super Bowl. Saleh was a victim, very much like Kevin Stefanski, Mike, of an organization that can't get out of its own way.
Yeah, dysfunctional. I mean, losing Fred Warner was, you know, the night that Fred Warner was out, they started Tatum Bethune, and he played like Fred Warner against us. Remember that night out in San Francisco?
He was great.
They've been dealing with injuries, and that's the best coaching staff. I know it hasn't turned into a championship. Garoppolo missing big throws in that first Super Bowl they had, but to me, Shanahan, that organization, that's where I want to be. That's why I like Kubiak, because he's part of that tree. You know, I mean, we tried something off the Sean McVay tree, but we went with Raheem and defense. I love the idea. I was lukewarm at first. Now I kind of like it. Ulbrich, you keep rolling with the defense. You're bringing the offensive mind to get the most out of what we got. Get the most out of Drake, because Drake's going to get a contract extension. Bijan's up next.
Yeah.
You got to get the offense right.
Well, yeah, and look, I'm all for continuity, too. I mean, are you telling me now these guys are thriving in this defense, and you're going to bring in a new guy? And I'm not saying it won't work, because guys do it all the time.
I don't think you look at that talent and reinvent the wheel, but still, you're right.
Yeah, it's just it's a process. Meanwhile, another guy that's getting a lot of traction, Brian Flores. And Flores is the defensive coordinator for the Vikings. He was the Dolphins head coach, and then we know what happened. But the Steelers have requested an interview with Brian Flores. But it's kind of interesting, Mike, because Mike Tomlin was the guy that gave him a shot to come up there and be a senior, a defensive assistant,
right,
when basically nobody wanted to hire him, and or at least were afraid to. And so the Steelers, that's a big deal. I don't know if he's going to get that job, but I'm saying, like, it just tells you where I think Brian Flores is. Now, you said you believe that it may still be too hot with this lawsuit that's still looming.
Don't know. I mean, this is, what, a couple of days ago, the NFL is petitioning the Supreme Court to move the racial discrimination lawsuit into arbitration. And they wanted arbitration. And then Flores, I want my day in court. NFL does not want that to happen.
No.
And that's where I wonder, you know, some owners are more, you know, loyal to the league. Famously, Al Davis was always, look, I do my own thing, and that's Jerry Jones, the same thing. Even though Jerry's now considered the ultimate insider, when he started putting Pepsi signs up in Dallas, it was like, no, screw you, I got my own marketing deals. But some owners are like Arthur. I see Arthur kind of in line with Roger Goodell. I'm not speaking for Arthur, but I don't know if we want some of that smoke, knowing that this thing is ongoing with Flores. And the story of, what, is it 2 weeks ago that Tom Brady liked him for the Raiders?
He's going to get some interviews. I don't know if he will get another head coaching job. And then we heard today also the Commanders want to interview him for their DC job. He currently is a DC.
Now, that's a lateral move. He wants to be back.
I would think, but he probably could get more money from the Commanders if that's what he wanted to do. But that's Dan Quinn trying to find out if Brian Flores wants to come in. Lots of moving pieces. The Falcons interviewed Antonio Pierce. If we didn't mention that this hour, Mike, they're going to, I think, later this week. For their head coaching job. You guys remember who Antonio Pierce was?
Yeah, man, great linebacker and a Super Bowl winner and had a shot with the Raiders. And it could be another dysfunctional organization.
Yeah. So that's another guy that is going to be interviewed. And again, I'm all for talking to everybody. All for it. Because you never know who might surprise you in this process. And that's why I said, as much as we are focused on, I think, the main candidates, there may be a surprise in this.
Right. And some of these other lesser-known names. And we heard about it, Chris Shula, you know, from the Rams. Mm-hmm. He's getting juice all over the place. There's even talk about him in Miami. And I said to Carl, like, if your grandfather had started a really famous business, would you like to come in and try to set up, I don't know, shop? But he's getting some juice, apparently, Shula with the Titans. And again, with the Steelers, and anybody associated with Sean McVay's brand is always going to get that interview.
Yeah. You guys can hit us up. I know we got a couple of phone calls. Day-Day, I want to talk Hawks. Is that right? All right, let's get it. Let's jump on the phones. Want to get you caught up on that. Danny in North Atlanta. What's going on, Danny? Hey, man.
Hey guys. Numbers don't lie, and I hear all the criticism of Quinn Snyder and the team, but let's just go to the numbers, and then we'll talk. When the season started and Trae Young was playing, the Hawks were 1-3. He got hurt. Then, after he was hurt, the Hawks were a winning team. They were 15-12. Trae comes back. They lost 7 games in a row. Last statistic, and then I'll hear the response, and these are not my numbers. These are the NBA statistical numbers. The worst defense in the NBA was the Atlanta Hawks when Trae was on the floor. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It was Trae that wanted me to be traded. We're out from that $45 million contract. And I'm going to tell you what, I think the guys on the team and the owners have had it. And it's also interesting to me that Trae Young wants to go to the Washington Wizards where he can shoot the ball, shoot the threes, and not play defense. And one final thing, I was at every game in 2021. Trae was a superstar. Then the big contract comes and no effort on defense. But I'll hear the response. Mm. Thanks for taking my call.
How many games did Trae play for you this year? That's my question.
What was it, 42 minutes we saw him out there with Nah and with the new lineup with Jalen Johnson?
Correct. He says Trae came back. It was 5 games, I believe, they lost. Yeah. The 5 or 6 games that they lost when Trae came back. And then he was back off the floor. This is not a Trae problem. This is why we're talking about this.
Yeah, defense is effort. You've got to get these guys to play some defense. We are the 25th.
As a group.
And we're the 25th worst. Only 5 teams are worse than us rebounding. That's a problem. That gets us back to how we're structured, and we need a real, true big. Whether you like my idea of Zubats or you want to try to talk about DeAndre Ayton, we're not the only guys looking for that kind of player. Celtics are in. But you can't do the transition. One of our callers brought up earlier, how can you start your transition, which Quinn wants to do, when you're not getting the boards anyway, right, to start moving down the other side?
Yeah, but when you start talking about the worst teams in the league, guys – Here's a stat for you, Danny. The Jazz, the Wizards, the Pelicans, hell, we're going to get their first-round pick. Things keep going this way. We are also in this group of teams that give up the most points to their opponents. The worst teams in the league, you know why they give up the most points to their opponents? Because they're not good. So when we start talking about the elite teams in this league, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Boston Celtics, the Pistons right now, let's start looking at what their opponents are scoring on average and then go compare that to the Hawks. It's not even close. We're one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to this. We give up a ton of points, and more than likely, Mike, you know, it's more likely than not on any given night, we're going to give up 135 points. That's who we are.
Right. I just looked up the numbers. According to the NBA stats, we are the 13th worst as far as perimeter. It makes us actually sound respectable on perimeter defense. Teams are
misleading.
Averaging 35. That's why the stats don't tell the whole story.
It's misleading.
Rod told us stats are for losers. 35.5% opponents are shooting threes against us. Last night, the Lakers shot 56%.
Yeah. And what I'm telling you, Danny, is if you watch Oklahoma City, you think they play defense, watch them. Watch the Celtics. Watch the Pistons. Watch these better teams. Watch the Spurs. You see the difference, and then watch us. That's what I would tell you. The Trey narrative, I'm over it. He's gone, guys. We cannot continue to bring up what Trey did and what he didn't do. He's not here anymore. And if your team is still giving up 141 points on a night where a guy you want to blame who wasn't on the floor or not even on your team and in uniform, then I don't know what to say. All right, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And by the way, those teams are just better than us, those teams I mentioned.
Right.
But, Mike, I just don't want to stay pat at the trade deadline. I think we should do something.
Day-Day says, let it go, Carl. He's got patience. We have no patience.
No patience.
I just think with the right move, I go on the street, I make a few moves. Or again, we're just a few games out in the loss column, separating us, the 9 seed and the 6 seed.
All right, man. Big O, great job. Day-Day behind the glass. Of course, our executive producer, Turtle's got a full show tonight. So stay tuned. He's coming up at 6 o'clock. We are back here tomorrow. Friday, we're going to be down at Gateway Center Arena doing the show down there and obviously in College Park. So looking forward to that on Friday. But tomorrow, another big show as this coaching carousel continues. And who knows? You need to be here every day. I've been telling you, every single day. All right, Mike, let's get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Were you a big 24 fan?
I loved it.
Day-Day, guys, I love 24 on Fox, man. And Kiefer Sutherland killed it. Got a chance to interview him years ago. Anyway, NBC4 Los Angeles reporting that Kiefer Sutherland arrested in Hollywood, a rideshare driver altercation.
Oh.
Apparently happened in the wee hours the other night. And now TMZ reports, they allege that Mr. Sutherland said, pull over or I'll kill you. Now, the question is, did he say it?
Events occur in real time.
Oh. Did he say it in Jack Bauer voice?
The following events occur between 1:30 and 3 a.m. Pull over or I'll kill you.
Either way, his lawyer has declined comment, but Kiefer Sutherland potentially in some trouble.
Events occur in real time.
That's so good. It's so good.
What if you're the Uber driver? I'm sorry, I'm going as fast as I can.
Oh, man, 24 was legit.
Pull
hey,
over, or I'll kill you.
Dante Moore is coming back to school. He makes the announcement today, staying at Oregon. That's good news. I wish we see more of this. And you would think with NIL and the money that's being thrown around now that more people would make this decision. The irony is a kid like...
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Ty Simpson didn't come back. Money was thrown at him, and he said, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to chase the money. I'm going to chase my dreams. Dante Moore said, I want to chase my dreams, but I want to put myself in a better position. I'm going back to school. Mm. I think it was a smart decision for Dante Moore. Not so much for Ty Simpson.
Great.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you don't want the Croatian sensation coming here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.